Kuskokwim 300 Sled Dog Race was born in Myron Angstman's living room in 1979. That was almost 40 years ago, and if there's one word to describe the sled dog race, it's scrappy.
We don't take no for an answer when it comes to putting on the race. There's many, many years where it would have been really easy to not have the race for weather reasons, other logistic reasons.
Angstman is the chairman for the K300 committee, and there are three major races in January, the K300, the Akiak Dash, and the Bogus 150. The K300 is the biggest race, running from Bethel to Aniak and back. Angstman says he heard of the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame about a decade ago, and he didn't think the K300 had a chance at getting in at first.
So we never did or said much about the Hall of Fame, because we figured our chances were too limited, being where we are. But then, as I watched over the years, there were other events that were nominated and selected that were certainly no more deserving than the Kuskokwim 300.
Madeline Reichardt is the race manager and one of two part-time employees. She says the effort to get the K300 into the Hall of Fame began 3 years ago. They were turned down last year, so they contacted their fan base.
The Alaska Sports Hall of Fame board decides on nominees, and so last year when we were not selected, we started a write-in campaign for ourselves, and we had mushers from all over the state, including Iditarod champions, K300 champions, and just people who enjoy watching our race write in emails. And the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame was so overwhelmed and impressed with the interest and support of the Kuskokwim 300 that they put us on the ballot.
But the K300 still needs to get into the Hall of Fame. Reichardt says they started a campaign for people to vote on Facebook, and people can visit the Hall of Fame's website to cast a vote as well. The Alaska Sports Hall of Fame website did not list a deadline, but Angstman says a final decision on nominees should come before the winter is out. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.